Glory to God. My, my, my. Hallelujah. Good evening. I'd like to welcome all of you. Darrell Campus, online and by Roku. Let us pray. Father, let's say thank you. We thank you for, number one, you are God. Besides you, there's no other. Thank you for your precious Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and for the precious Holy Spirit that was given, who is our true teacher. We thank you for our apostle. We thank you, Father, for the school of ministry that you put in his heart so that we all could be developed as ministers of the gospel and to go out and manifest the true sons of God. So we thank you for that, and we praise you for it. Thank you for all these students. We pray that you would anoint their ears to hear, their eyes to see, their hearts to believe. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Y'all did really well on the test. I don't know why you wouldn't. Somebody give you a cheat sheet. How could you have a cheat sheet and make a F? How could you have a cheat sheet and make a D? How could you have a cheat sheet and be average and ordinary, make a C? Now, I know that doesn't go over well, but that's the reality. Apostle talked about being on the cutting edge. A person on the cutting edge is not satisfied with mediocrity. Because, as I said before, in order to pass these classes, you have to give yourself. And I know it costs moms, dads, husbands, wives, moms, dads, students, co-workers. I know your plates are full. But when you commit to something, give your best to it. Amen. Amen. We're going to move into chapter 4 of catching the waves of revival, because I believe that, you know, before this class is up, there's some things that we really want to highlight. And in this chapter, it talks about catching the next wave of revivals. There are about seven aspects of catching the next wave that I want you to position yourselves so that you don't be like many churches. And you heard Apostle talk about schools of ministry who are still teaching what they taught 30 years ago. That could be likened to this generation that don't want to move with technology. Well, I don't want a computer. Baby, you're going to get left so far behind. I don't care if you're 80. You better go find out how to use a computer. Because he who does not use technology will get left farther behind. Because the computer you brought yesterday is already obsolete. Because they're already working on the next generation. Well, could it be that God uses the natural to teach us things in the spiritual? Things always moving in the realm of the spirit. So if you aren't connected to the one who reveals the realm of the spirit, you're going to get stuck. Because the Holy Spirit is not where he was yesterday. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. I mean, you see, this talks about catching the waves. You know why most people can't move in true revival? They get stuck. They get stuck in their religion, stuck in their denomination. Come on. And they can't get no fresh water because their denomination block everybody out. Do you understand what it means, what's happening right now, and that you have the privilege to participate? Whereas there are others who are listening and like, they ain't got nothing. Why? They ain't stuck. And when you're stuck, your eyes can't see, your ears can't hear, and your heart cannot believe. All right? Now, if the moves of the Holy Spirit comes in waves, then we must move into proper position to catch the waves of the Holy Spirit when they break up on us. Y'all understand that?
Yes, sir.
You have to put yourself in position to catch the wave. We talked about preparation. You know, I mean, you know, it's kind of like you won't lose weight. Oh, Jesus. Somebody said, why he going there tonight, Reverend? You won't lose weight, but you won't prepare yourself. You can go get, what's that machine? Bowflex. Yeah, y'all know Bowflex make you look good. How many of y'all know most people buy it? Amen, look at it. Speak in tongues over it. Huh? And swear they losing, but ain't nothing happening. Because ain't nothing going to happen with that Bowflex until you take it out the box, get the instructions. You got to make sure you put it up right first. Because if you don't hook it up right, it'll hurt you. Hook it up right and then follow the guide. Preparation is important. And most people don't prepare, watch this, for the waves of revival because they are blocked out by tradition. Okay, so you have to be properly prepared. There are seven important aspects a surfer considers before he can catch the waves of the surf. Now, I like this illustration. That's why we're doing it, because we're talking about catching the waves. Okay, and in order for you to catch the waves, there's some things you need to know. Because remember what I told you, revival, it's a journey. You know, it's not like, okay, this revival came and ended. Now we're in another revival. It ends. We're in another revival. No, revivals are made so you can add to whatever God was teaching you in that one. Should be propelling you, pushing you into the next one. Y'all got it? Because if not, that's how you're getting stuck. Most time people can't move because if their church not doing it, come on now. And that's what the writer talks about. He say oftentimes you miss revival because it comes in a package that you ain't ready for. Now, that's a mouthful, because, you know, some people don't like chocolate. And a lot of our white brethren, I know that they ain't going to hear it. I don't care who you are, but that's the problem. See, in America, even in the church, racism exists. And that's why the church is so separated and so divided. Because hear the word of the Lord. In this move of God coming, they're going to have to move. They're going to have to find themselves sitting up under some leadership who don't look like them. And they're going to have to honor it in order for God to bless them. Because the answer is in some package they don't like. Well, if you want revival, you got to change. All right? So let's talk about these seven. You know, there are basic steps. You understand? There are basic steps to signal us, you know, about the next move of revival that's coming. Now, number one, a surfer must swim into the deep sea to catch the wave. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I say the surfer must swim into the deep sea to catch the wave. You don't catch the wave where it's hitting, on the beach. You have to position yourself by going out into the deep. Do you know where in the deep is where the multitude of fish are? Even see, when you can connect things. The Bible says the Holy Spirit searcheth all things. Yea, yes, the deep things of God. You cannot locate God on the surface. That's why in Ephesians chapter 3, in that prayer, Paul said that we be strengthened with might by his spirit in our inner man, so that Christ can dwell in our hearts by faith. Now watch this. So that we being rooted and grounded in his love, we would be able to comprehend with all of the saints. Now watch this. What is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height? You understand? That speaks of volume. That speaks of God filling up your entire temple. That's talking about the deep. You understand? The deep. When God, see, God is not shallow. You have to go out into the deep. You have to go pursue him. See, and you never can contain all of him. I mean, the apostle who wrote half a New Testament say his ways are past finding out. Just when you thought you knew it all, he'll have you read the same scripture and pop open another layer. That's why you can't get stuck. So surface must exercise or use energy to go out into the deep. Because you don't catch a wave standing on the seashore. You ready for this? You don't catch a wave getting locked down in your little religion, in your little tradition, what mama and them said, what Paul said. Come on now. Y'all know how we are as church people. Well, my mama went to this church. The hell with that. Mama ain't living this for you. Y'all don't believe. Some people, 50 years old, my mama. That's the church my mama went to. I mean, I meet people all the time. Oh, that's my church. I thought it was Jesus' church. People own churches today. Think you can will them to somebody. This is the Lord Jesus Christ's church. All right, I'm just helping you. All right, so what a surfer must do? He must go into the deep. We cannot expect to catch the waves of revival while trying to swim in the what? Shallow parts of water. Huh? Near the beach. Isn't that something? Yeah. We cannot catch revival waves by what? By living what? Safely. But what? But we must press deeper. See, you can't do it living safely. Now, y'all know what it's safe to do, huh? Stay in your old church. Now, y'all quiet. Now, if you Baptists, you done heard this. I was. Come on, I was. Where all my Baptists at in here? Don't act like all y'all been Kojic all your little lives. I was born a Baptist. I'm a die Baptist. You know, we can grow a lot of churches if we just change all of the name, especially for our people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. And don't tell me if I put it First Catholic. First Catholic, the hope of glory. And then they come in and put, and I have my collar turned backwards. Yeah. I'm just telling you, see, that's what people that get stuck.
Yes. That's
true. Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
And they want to live what? What's safe? What's comfortable? What's easy? What's secure? What, watch this, what I'm familiar with, what I'm common with. I don't want nothing to stretch me. I don't want nothing to confront me. Apostle was talking about the truth. The truth will cut you first, and you shall know the truth, and it shall cut you first, it shall hurt you first, it shall deliver you first, so you can go help somebody else.
Amen.
If it don't cut you, if it don't set you free, then it ain't going to work with you telling it to somebody else.
All right.
So the first principle is you got to go out into the deep. The second thing is a surfer must know where the waves are going to break. You got to know where the waves are going to break, or else you can bust your head. I'm not trying to be funny. If you ever saw anybody surfing, and you don't know what you're doing, that thing can carry you all the way to the shore.
Yeah.
Hello. All right. Now, that bespeaks what? Prophetic insight. You got to know. You got to know. See, it's you got to know where the Holy Spirit is going. See, the Holy Spirit is the orchestrator, and he is the administrator of everything that's going on in the earth realm today. The Holy Spirit said, watch what Jesus said concerning when the Holy Spirit would come. You find this in St. John 16, 7, all the way through. But Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit has come, he gonna reveal to you what's yours. Then he says, all that the Father have is mine, and all that's mine, I'm giving it to you. But you don't know it yet. You're not even ready for some stuff I need to say to you. But I'm going to give you the one, and we're living in that day right now, that he can make known to you all that the Father hath prepared for you. But you don't get it hanging on the shore. You got to follow the Holy Spirit and his agenda. Y'all got it? Now, the knowledge of the area of ministry. Well, it talks about you have to know what's going on in your city. You have to know when God places you in a particular region, you must, number one, ask him, why is he putting you there? Because he don't put you in a particular region for nothing. It is obvious to me that God sent the apostle here. Because see, apostles are sent.
Yes, sir.
And they are sent to specific locations,
yes,
and specific regions to carry out specific missions.
Yes,
and you don't ever lose the mission. You don't ever change the agenda. But we found out that revelation is progressive. So when apostle came here, he didn't know everything that God was going to do. So he had to stay on his knees, stay on his face. Come on. And get God's will, God's plan, God's purpose for this particular region. Y'all follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So then it also said we need to be extremely sensitive in these last days. And what? Know the ways and the what? Workings of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Y'all see that?
Yes, sir.
We can then what? We can set our sails to do what?
Catch the early winds of revival.
To catch the early winds of revival. Catch the what?
Early
winds of revival. Y'all know some people don't even know they're in a revival. How could you be on the day of Pentecost and don't realize something shifted? Huh? How could the Holy Spirit come and you don't know that there was a shift? Coward Peter, who ran, who hid, huh? Come out the upper room swinging. Huh? The one who denied Jesus, walked away from him, cursed and everything else, made it to the upper room. Got baptized with the Holy Ghost and came out there. And the first time he preached, 3,000 souls were added. That's the kind of stuff we're going to see in this wave. Because this wave is coming with power to demonstrate and to manifest. See, you notice what Apostle is talking about now? I hope y'all just not following the classes. He's talking about the manifestation of the sons of God.
Yes.
Now, if you don't know anything about the Bible, the whole agenda is for us to become Christ.
Right.
Until all of us grow up and become Christ. Once we become Christ, we manifest Christ.
Yes.
You cannot manifest what you have not become.
Right.
See, we have the right and the privilege to become the sons of God. To become. Come on now. Huh? Well, how do I become a son of God? You got to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Until your life is Holy Spirit guided, You're just a Christian. Oh, Jesus. Somebody say, oh, God. Come on, say, help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
All right. We have to stay with the Holy Spirit's cycle. And what? Watch his movement. Y'all got it? And there will be what? Clear indications of his what? Of his next agenda. Because we're talking about catching the waves. See, I'm a Kojic boy. See, there are many parallels. But see, when you're raised in a very strict Pentecostal church, you understand a lot of this better. Because in the church I grew up in, nobody else was saved but us. Heaven was going to be really empty. See, Kojic got about maybe 3 million. I'm just trying to say worldwide. Could you imagine having that kind of mentality? Blocking everybody out. Didn't matter if you was black, you wasn't going to heaven because you was black. You had to be black and Kojic. White and Kojic, Asian and Kojic, German and Kojic, Japanese, Chinese and Kojic. And you couldn't join in. You had to be born in. This is the church of God in Christ. And we preached holiness or hell. And you went to hell for stuff like wearing makeup. Pants on. Don't be cussing at my church. What your church taught you? Some of y'all still got St. Jude around your neck. And think Mary closer to Jesus than you are. Hello, somebody. So don't be cussing at the church that I came out of. Because I'm trying to help somebody online who's sitting there dropping that cup right now. Because they said, oh, he talking about Kojic. No, baby, I'm a Kojic child. But I was limited. I was bound. I was in bondage. I put people in hell by looking at them. And then they had churches went farther than us. Couldn't wear jewelry. Ain't that a sad thing? What God made diamonds for? Didn't go told the children of Egypt, go borrow them. I'm just trying to help y'all while I'm here. Number three, a surfer must, watch this, position himself to catch the big wave. Now, the big wave focuses on God's overall agenda. Watch this, which is for us, the church. Oh, my goodness. How many of y'all want to see the big wave? This is the big wave. The manifestation of the sons of God. That's the big wave. Now, why? Why? What is the purpose for becoming a son? For this purpose was the Son of God made manifest, that he might destroy, make inoperative the works of the devil in people's lives. Only one group can do that. He is the head of his body, which is the church. Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
And it is the job of the church, watch this, to subdue all enemies and bring all kingdoms of this world into subjection unto him. That's the big wave. See, everybody, what the rapture has been used in the church as an escape hatch. Like things gonna get so bad, we got to get the hell up on out of here. But we are caused, it is our purpose as the church. Jesus said, I'm gonna build a church that hell cannot prevail against. If you're on the surface, you looking out thinking that the devil is taking over everything. But if you go deep, you will find out Satan can't rule down here. Because Jesus came to bring back to us the original dominion that we had in God before Adam fell. The first Adam fell. The second Adam brought us back to our original place of dominion.
Amen.
Y'all understanding that?
Yes, sir.
So we got to position ourselves to catch the what?
The big wave.
Now, if you ever watch those programs, now you know I'm not no surfer. Okay, most of us don't even surf. All right, but you can watch. You know, there was Baywatch. If you watched the wave and quit looking at the girls, you'd have been all right. But I'm just trying to help somebody while I'm here. See, you know, all right, come on now. I'm just trying to help y'all. All right, you watch the wave come up, right? And you see the people get on their surf. They're boards. Now watch this. It takes energy. It takes energy. Watch this. Because you got the paddle out.
Yeah.
You got the paddle out. You ready for this? If you out of shape and you're not conditioned because you didn't prepare yourself, then you ain't going out too far. Y'all ready for this? I'm trying to show you something. When you're trying to go to the bigger wave, you got to go through the smaller ones. Because when a wave comes on shore, watch this now, there's energy moving this way, but remember the water starts going back the other way. So you got to swim against the current, the undercurrent, or the undertow. If you don't have the strength, it'll pull you down.
Yeah.
Or make you too tired to even try to catch the big one.
Wow.
Okay. Always laugh when I go off, y'all, because see, what y'all understand is, when I'm out here, it feel like I was by 5 minutes,
yeah.
Even though 30 minutes done went,
yeah.
Or 20 minutes happened. But I'm trying to show you. So you got the paddle. You got the paddle, right? You got to go through resistors and resistance. See, that's what happened in the church. Now, y'all know good and well when you know you got a real good hold of God and you wasn't following like apostle in some of these other cutting edge churches, and you went thinking all your relatives was going to be in love with you because I found the Lord. You know, if you was a good old Baptist, come back to me, you talk in tongues. Oh, God. She ain't got nothing. Y'all don't know how many people was on the cutting edge. Huh? Was on the cutting edge and went back home. And mama took it from them. And daddy took it from them. And brothers and sisters took it from them. And church members took it from them. Still happening today. Because in order to be a part of the cutting edge, watch this. You have to learn a principle. You got to be willing to go against the grain.
Yeah.
Because there are more people involved with religion and tradition that don't want the deep things of God. They want to live on the surface. They don't want to be manifested sons and daughters. They just want to be Christians. They just want to hang out in the church. Watch this. The mission of the church is not for you to go. I know I got to sing. I'll let you catch it. Most people just want to go to church. But it's the mission of us to become the church. Because the church is a living organism that possesses power to change people's lives. But in order to go to the big wave, to become Christ, you got to get by all of the resistors. How many of y'all know growing up is a process? Huh? Listen, let's see, 30 plus years. You hear apostles say this all the time, he's hungry. But baby, I'm going to tell you, you can be in church 50 years. If you don't stay hungry, you're going to find yourself in stuck. If you're not teachable, you're going to find yourself in stuck. If you ever think your denomination or whoever you're following got it all, you're going to find yourself. Oh, now y'all quiet. See, don't get it mixed. Don't get it confused. Didn't apostle tell you he's studying under other apostles? What he's trying to tell you is he ain't the only one got it. So if he's pursuing, he expects us to pursue in the same dimension that he's pursuing. Catch y'all next class.